I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and now a look at the wake left by weather. Mississippi is recovering from this morning's tornadoes that ripped through Hattiesburg, injuring dozens. And here in Massachusetts, Friday's ban on driving is seeming like a good idea today. Hundreds of drivers on New York's Long Island slept in stuck cars for up to 10 hours. Amazingly, no one died on the expressway. But sadly, throughout the region, there were 15 deaths after the blizzard of 2013, including several from carbon monoxide poisoning, one of them an 11-year-old boy who climbed into a car to warm up while his dad shoveled. The tailpipe was blocked by snow. Utility crews from as far away as Georgia, Oklahoma, and Quebec are now helping restore power in the region to the 150,000 customers still without it. There were 600,000 at the height of the storm. And while the forecasters had focused on Boston, it turns out that Hamden, Connecticut, took the gold medal for total snowfall with a whopping 40 inches. Others in contention, Framingham, Massachusetts, had 30 inches. Farmington, New Hampshire, 34. Boston got 25. Well, we're checking in Hamden, Connecticut, with Fire Chief David Barastica. And David, 40 inches of snow, coming down fast. Now, you're a little above New Haven, which is just above the Long Island Sound along the coast. What did that look and feel like?
Well, it's something that I don't want to experience again. We couldn't keep up with the snow, as you can imagine. 4 to 5 inches an hour, impossible. And that's what we're doing now, is facing the challenges of that. Yeah. You can't walk through the snow. We've had numerous injuries because of the snow.
Well, here in the Massachusetts area, you had people climbing out their windows to try to shovel the snow away from doors. 40 inches. I mean, can you give me a sense of what got buried?
Vehicles are buried. Three of our fire trucks got stuck in the snow on the way to emergency calls. We have snow up to the tops of windows because of the, of course, the drifts. We're going out and helping as many people as we can by just shoveling their doors so they can actually get out of the home if they have to, especially senior citizens.
Well, and this brings us to what became the saddest issue of this storm, the carbon monoxide. Tailpipes on cars. There were a couple of people who died in cars. Thankfully, there was an elderly gentleman. People noticed, wait, he looks like he's sleeping in the car, and the police got him out. But we understand there in Hamden, you know, people have generators and things too, or their outside vents might be clogged from the house. You had a whole family that thought they had a carbon monoxide leak.
Yes, we did. And we've tried to get that message out to as many people as we can. And many people don't even realize that they have an outside vent such as that, which is low. And we need to clear those vents out, and we can't stress enough the importance of not only doing that, but also having carbon monoxide detectors. But we've experienced a number of those calls, and we've had to talk some people through it because our firefighters and emergency people couldn't get to the homes to help them.
Well, just tell us now, you know, I know about a dryer vent. Where would you look for your vent from a heating system that would have carbon monoxide?
Basically, it would be right outside where your furnace is in your home.
Meanwhile, we know your schools and public offices still closed. It's not as if you're celebrating in the streets this 40 inches. What are the biggest problems that lay ahead?
Well, the biggest challenge right now is removal of the snow, and where do we put the snow?
Yeah.
Fortunately, we have some bodies of water that we're able to dump snow in after we get clearance from DEP. And getting the streets cleared, as an example, we had a fire last night at a home where the street wasn't plowed. Our firefighters had to drag all the equipment in probably a block and a half. Fortunately, it ended up no one got hurt, but our people were physically exhausted after that.
I bet. Well, the big problem up here, and probably there too, rain. It's pouring now. And
yes,
there's a lot of concern about, you know, 20 to 30, 40 inches of snow on roofs. But I suppose you have to weigh the risk. You don't want people up on their roofs.
Especially when it's raining. It could be slippery. Our building department in town is charged with getting out there and assisting the public on what they should be looking for.
So let the pros do it.
David
Barastica, fire chief in Hamden, Connecticut, the winner with the most snowfall from the blizzard of 2013, 40 inches. David, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Okay, up next, we'll take a break and then ask the question, how would you finish the sentence, "The state of our union is"? Let us know at hereandnow.org. We'll get some thoughts of what the president might say tomorrow in 30 seconds, Here and Now.